Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We've on sales cartoon balloons in town.
Sir Elton, ladies and gentlemen, that's the one that started it all way back. Still one of my favorites. Still, it actually is my favorite. I like this one better than all of his songs. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my award-winning book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Matthew Owenby, we're excited Matt's back. Matthew is Aflac's Vice President of Human Resources. He always brings us good stuff in the outstanding research that they do on what's happening out in the workforce. And Matthew, in the last segment, thanks again, by the way, for being here. Aflac.com, right?
Yes, sir.
So thanks check for that out, me. Folks. You're always welcome, Matthew. So Aflac's new research is on the literacy of the health care options, whether it be health care or disability or whatever it might be, right? That kind of literacy.
Absolutely.
We were saying that there needs to be more education of the workforce. And the question is, you know, who's responsible? Do we place the responsibility on the employee? I don't think I think not. I think we should expect them to learn when it's presented to them. But I do believe the employer, this is one of those things where I think the employer and whoever they can bring in to help, whether it be in-house or outsourced, to bring it to educate their employees. We do that here in our organization. It's our responsibility to help them understand from professionals, from experts, which they don't have access to as much, and to educate them, but we do expect them to learn.
Yeah, you and I see this as the same, as very much the same. You know, I think the employer has the responsibility to let the employees know about their benefits offerings. Now, what we do know from the survey is that the vast majority of workers actually prefer online enrollment. However, a significant percentage of workers still want to enroll in person, whether that's with an HR person in the business that you're in, or with a benefits advisor that is coming from the provider that the small business has selected, or whatever. They actually want the interaction. Now, and what's interesting, Jim, is the last time you and I talked, we talked a little bit about the millennials and mm-hmm. their preferences. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, the information from our survey suggests that the millennials actually prefer in-person enrollment. And they're so digital and everything else, but mm-hmm. this is one area, and perhaps because they understand the financial ramifications, this is one area they want a lot of help in.
Well, when it comes to your personal physical being and your family's personal physical being, a widget, a wizard. You know, I think about some of the programs I bought over the years that had wizards that would walk me through, you know, what do you think about this? How would you answer this question? Blah, blah, blah. And as you answer the question going through, you find up with a customized situation. But when it comes to our health and our well-being, these are so individual, so many different things going on in our lives with this illness or that medicine and whatever, our ages and et cetera, that takes human-to-human contact. And then after they get that boiled down, then they want to manage it digitally, don't they?
That's right. They do. They absolutely want 24/7 access to it. They want complete online forms and policies. They don't want any paperwork, anything like that. But they also want things that are clear, easy to understand, and really they want people to help them understand what their options are for them at this moment. So mm-hmm. the majority of workers and employers can actually increase their employee satisfaction by spending a little more time with their employees during the enrollment periods and really giving them very good information about this. And people are doing the best they can, I get that, but the survey suggests there's still a gap.
I didn't see this in the research because I may have missed it, but tell me if you polled the employers, just general employers, I still think that there are a lot of small business employers out there who don't realize the professional advising capability of the companies that they could call on, like Aflac and some others that I'm thinking of in other industries, where you bring these people, where you bring the folks in, and you become their de facto person for that particular need, HR, payroll, whatever it is.
That's right. I mean, I think the research definitely suggests that the small business employers are not taking advantage of the resources that are available to them through the providers of various benefits offerings, whether it's their major medical or, in Aflac's case, their supplemental and voluntary insurance policies. Because we obviously have a view of this and know the industry very well and can help small businesses understand and actually prepare for the discussions with their employees. I don't think it's the small business owner not wanting to support their employees. I think it's just they don't know all of the resources, like you said, that are available to support their employees. And they're less likely, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They're less likely to reach out to a major medical provider that they've selected and say, hey, look, we've got annual enrollment coming up. I want you to send your best people out here to help my people understand what exactly you're covering and what you're not. And then, you know, perhaps they bring an Aflac in to help cover the gaps that they may have.
Right.
I mean, there just needs to be a programmatic approach from our small business employers.
Well, the one thing that I remember, I've got a lot of friends who have had a great success as Aflac representatives over the years, and what they used to tell me was that they'd call on somebody, and the employer had no idea the capability that they could provide their employees without costing them any money. Never mind the education for the employers, for the employees, and so that's an education process that needs to be improved, I think, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.